Right about now, I'm sure you're sick of hearing about it. I know that I'm sick of asking Tom Ceratori about it. What is it? Turnovers. Lots and lots of BSU turnovers have led to lots and lots of goals for the opponent. That was certainly the case again last Saturday against now 10-0 Michigan Tech.
Ward along the near side wall with it. Tries to feed it across. Here's a 3-on-2. Now a 3-on-3. Patan drops it back with a shot. Trickles wide. Rebound. They score. That looked ugly right from the get-go, Biss.
Turnover at the blue line. Corey Ward tried to go cross ice, and he didn't get anything on it.
Well, again, there's always going to be turnovers, Schulze, no matter what in the game. You just have to try to make sure that a lot of the turnovers aren't in critical areas, like the blue line, like you just said. That's the biggest thing. But, again, there's always going to be turnovers. That's just hockey.
Rewind to early in the game last week against Tech. Bemidji State scored first. Nate Arntz, a hard-working rebound goal.
Parker behind the net. Carries it into the left corner. Back up left point now for Rendell. Rendell stops, throws it through traffic. Rebound, they score! Jamie Phillips gave up the rebound right to his left. Right post, banged in. Beavers lead 1-0.
Well, that's how they're going to have to create those goals, and I think it's going to be Nate Arntz.
And then Brendan Harms showed patience on the power play. Enough patience to roof it over Jamie Phillips.
On the half boards now, Harms. Harms comes in between the circles. Roof, and he scores! Hit it high stick side. Beavers with a power play goal go up 2-1.
Well, anytime you see a prolific goal scorer all alone in the slot, you gotta like your odds and Harms.
Well, that's when BSU coughed up another puck at their offensive blue line. Two of the three non-empty net goals scored by Michigan Tech scored off of rebounds. And Tom Ceratori says his team needs to do a better job of cleaning up after them.
But you know what? You look at them, too. They're preventable goals. You got a guy in the wrong spot here, a wrong spot there. And you know what? You're giving a net front guy some pretty good space.
The cavalcade of ranked teams on BSU's schedule continues this weekend as the Beavers take on a top 25 ranked Bowling Green Falcon team. And can the Beavers take care of the puck better today? We'll find out next as the Bonusa pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network.